Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible, you are definitely in the right place. My goal for every episode is to leave you with some practical tips and tactics that you can put to use right away to take control of your finances and create a richer life. Today's show is about something that hopefully doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it can really cause you to go into a panic. And this can happen maybe because your bank account is low, maybe you just forget, or you send a payment but the mail was late or missing, and all of a sudden you find that you've missed a due date on a credit card or a loan. Even I've been there, and it feels terrible. If you don't take quick action, a late payment can really negatively affect your finances, not just for months, but literally years to come. So in this show, I'm going to explain what happens when you make a late payment, how your credit is affected, and I'll give you some tips to minimize the potential damage if it happens. Plus, I'll answer a question from a longtime Money Girl podcast listener named Jackie, who's wondering what to do about an account that accidentally became delinquent. To see notes from this episode and any of the resources that I mention, just go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. You'll see a section called Money Girl's Recent Tips. Look for episode number 482 called Late Payments and Your Credit, Tips to Minimize the Damage. Okay, are you ready to talk about late payments? You probably already know that not paying a credit account on time is a major offense in the financial world. But what you may not realize is that how you pay bills is the single most important factor that credit scoring models, such as FICO and VantageScore, use to calculate your scores. I call payment history the king of credit because it typically makes up 35% of your scores. Now, other factors are important too, such as your total amount of debt, your credit utilization ratio, how many new accounts you have, and the number of credit inquiries in your recent history. But none carries as much weight as your payment history. And by the way, if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I say credit utilization, I cover it in a recent podcast called 5 Lesser Known Reasons Why Your Credit Score Drops. That was episode number 476. So if you need a little bit of a refresher or some information about credit, I think that episode will help you. So when you have a record of paying accounts on time, it shows that you've been responsible with money. I mean, that's basically why credit scores matter. It suggests that your good behavior will continue and that you're not going to default on debt in the future. In contrast, having late payments or accounts in collections, those are serious red flags that you have not been dependable and that you may not repay your debts with any regularity or repay them at all. The consequences of these bad marks on your credit is pretty stiff. Even making just one late payment can drastically reduce your scores, especially if you have good or excellent credit. It's like you're at a much higher place to fall from. It makes sense that creditors and other merchants like insurers, landlords, and utility companies want to do business with customers who appear to be financially responsible. Businesses shudder at the thought of having to hire expensive collectors and attorneys to go after past due money. That's why the better your credit, the lower your interest rates. And you get breaks on other things too, like insurance premiums in most states, and you get breaks on upfront security deposits with utility companies. Dependable borrowers and customers are rewarded handsomely because companies are going to compete for your business. Once you make a late payment, merchants become wary because they believe that that's a sign that you're in financial trouble and will miss more due dates. So, in addition to having a bad mark added to your credit file, lenders penalize you directly in several different ways. One is charging a late fee, and believe me, I've been there. It's terrible to see that fee on your statement or to get a notice that you've been charged a late fee. How much a creditor can tack on to your next statement depends on the agreement or the application you signed and the state where you live. Credit card late fees generally range up to $35, and they apply the first day that you're late. Other types of debts, like car loans and mortgages, usually come with a grace period of 10 or 15 days, after which you get charged a fee that could be 4 or 5% of the overdue payment. If you continue to miss due dates, you're going to pile on hundreds of dollars on top of the amount you already owe. With credit cards, another penalty you typically face after paying late for 2 consecutive months is an increase in your annual percentage rate, that APR. It can actually go up to 29.99%. So that's a crazy high rate. You do not want to see that happen. And by the way, that rate will be applied to your entire outstanding balance, not just to future charges. So it's a pretty hefty penalty. Additionally, you might lose your accrued credit card rewards or even lose a 0% interest on a promotional offer. Now, let's talk about what happens when you're really late. If your payment is more than 180 days past due, your creditor may sell your debt to a third-party collector. Then, that collection company will attempt to get the overdue balance and fees from you. Having a debt in collections is much more serious than having a 30 or 60-day late notice on your credit report, and it's going to cause a bigger drop in your credit scores. Just like with a late payment, an account in collections stays on your report for 7 years from the date that you first became delinquent. Even after you pay it off, it's going to stay there for 7 full years. While you can't make a valid bad debt disappear from your record, paying it at least shows creditors that you honored your financial obligation. And how much a bad debt is going to hurt your credit depends on factors such as what your scores were before the bad mark and the amount of debt that you did not pay. However, as you make on-time payments and you're adding positive data to your credit reports month after month, the impact of those late payments or an account in collections is going to lessen with time. So as time passes, those bad marks will become less important. They'll weigh less heavily in your credit file. But that's assuming that you don't get any more bad marks and that you're only building positive credit history. If you have an account that's in collections, you really need to understand your rights. So if you're getting contacted from collectors, I'd like you to go back and listen to a podcast that's from 2013. It's kind of an oldie, but the law still applies. It's called The Law About Debt and Collections Harassment. It's podcast number 314. And you can listen to that show from the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. I received a question about a past due account from a longtime Money Girl podcast listener named Jackie. Here's what she said. I had a credit card that I used for years until I got a new one. Several months later, I found out that I was delinquent on the first card for a $20 balance. I'm terrified that this will destroy my credit and erase the good history I had built up. What should I do? Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, let's talk about four tips to minimize damage from a late payment. Tip number one, act quickly to settle your account. This is so important because the sooner you pay the bill, the better your chance of squeaking by without any fees or rate penalties. The good news is that a delinquency cannot be reported to the nationwide credit bureaus until 30 days after the due date. So if you get caught up before 30 days, your mistake likely won't even show up on your credit file. However, the creditor can still charge you the fees that I just covered if you do miss a due date. And if you don't get caught up quickly and a late payment is reported on your credit file, as I mentioned, it can stay there for up to 7 years. On the flip side, your on-time payments, while your good, positive information, that stays on your credit record for 10 years. So it's likely that Jackie's late payment will show up on her credit report because she said she didn't even notice it for months. And if you're not sure what's on your credit history, I want you to stop guessing and pull your free report using a site like annualcreditreport.com or Credit Karma. Jackie, I'm going to assume that you paid that small $20 debt, and it probably is going to show up as late, but as paid in full, which is certainly better than it being outstanding. And you don't need to worry that a late payment erases or negates your long history of on-time payments. No matter what, all the good information stays there for 10 years after you pay off a loan or you close a credit card account. And as I mentioned, any negative entries like that late payment, that's going to fall off your credit file after 7 years. And as it gets older and older, it's going to affect your credit less and less. Now, if a creditor pegs you as late, but it's an error, I want you to dispute it with a credit bureau right away. Any inaccurate or unverifiable information must be removed by law. However, if you were at fault for a late payment, the creditor is under no obligation to retract it, even if you eventually paid it. The purpose of your credit file is to reflect an accurate history of all your account activity, the good and the bad. Okay, the second tip after you act quickly to settle the account, tip number two is to contact the creditor. If you get your past due account settled, but you're disappointed to get charged a late fee, contact the creditor to discuss it. If your payment was late by accident, like maybe getting lost in the mail, explain the situation and ask to have the fee credited. Lenders and credit card companies typically want to keep good customers happy, so they may do you a favor, especially if you're polite on the phone. Remember that customer service representatives, they've got a lot of leeway, but they're not going to be keen to help you if you're in a panic or you're rude on the phone. And I've had late payments removed off of accounts simply because I was with the card company for a long, long time. So I do think that your loyalty can pay off when you need to ask a favor. Tip number 3, pay all your credit accounts on time. If your credit scores went down or you got hit with a high penalty APR after a late payment, you've got to be extra cautious about never being late again. If you make 6 months of on-time credit card payments, your issuer is required to reset your interest rate back to the pre-penalty rate. So that means if you show good behavior for 6 months, they're going to reduce your interest rate if they kicked it up to that really high penalty APR that we talked about. Plus, your credit scores will slowly improve as you build a history of positive information and the late payment ages. Credit models simply tend to favor new data more than old data. So you want to be vigilant about staying on track as you go forward. Tip number 4, set up automatic reminders. If you made a late payment because you just don't have a good system for paying bills, now's the time to get organized. There are lots of methods that you can use, maybe a spreadsheet, calendar reminders, or a smartphone app like Mint, Bills Monitor, or Evernote. Many financial institutions allow you to create email or text notifications to remind you about an upcoming payment due date. That's a great way to make sure a deadline never slips past you. My favorite way to keep tabs on what I owe each month is a really simple spreadsheet. I list each obligation on a row, and then I use columns to list out the merchant or the creditor name, the due date, the payment amount, and the month. So as I pay each bill, I enter an X in the corresponding row under the current month. And I use my bank's online bill pay to cut checks or transfer funds for each payment. Some of my bills are set up to pay automatically, and some I manually approve before the funds are sent electronically. One strategy to make sure that you never miss a minimum credit card payment is to set it up to pay automatically. So let's say your minimum payment is typically $50 or $75 a month. You could go ahead and set up that amount, maybe make it a little bit higher, maybe set up $100 to pay automatically on the due date. So that way, even if you totally forget about the bill, you know that amount is going to be sent. But of course, I want you to pay your full balance each month so that you don't have to pay any interest the following month. So perhaps that automatic payment could be increased right before the due date if you catch it in time, or if the minimum payment is sent, you could follow it up with a second payment that pays a higher amount to the credit card. As I mentioned, few people, including me, can say that they've never missed a payment due date. It's not fun to slip up and then get penalized for it, but it's not the end of the world either, so I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. I want you to follow these 4 tips that I covered to minimize the damage and then just consider it a learning lesson so that it doesn't happen again. Jackie, thanks for sending in the question. I hope this helped you and everyone who's listening deal with a late payment. To learn more about how to manage debt, save money, build wealth, build a retirement fund, and so much more, get a copy of my award-winning book, Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It's available at any bookstore as a paperback or ebook. And if you go to my website, lauradadams.com, you can even download the first 2 chapters for free. Again, you can get the first 2 chapters of Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich at lauradadams.com. If you're like Jackie and you have a money question or maybe a dilemma that you need some feedback on, a great way to keep the conversation going with a terrific community is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. To request your invitation, visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS, that's DOLLARS, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. And you can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to share it. And of course, subscribe so you get every episode the moment it's released. If you're a new listener, I really want to welcome you. This is a really great community. I've been podcasting for over 8 years now, and many of you have been with me from the beginning. So I want to thank all of you for being the reason that I do this show week over week. And it really means a lot to me when I get your feedback. If you'd like to submit a short 5-star review on iTunes, that's one of the best ways to let me know that you're enjoying the show and to just sort of give back. Plus, it's going to help new listeners find us so they know what the show is all about. Thanks, everyone, for downloading the show. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.